Texans coming off a really impressive win, I thought, over Cincinnati, 28-17. I am joined right now by a player in his sixth NFL season overall. It's his third with the Texans. He was a third-round pick by the Atlanta Falcons back in 04. He leads the NFL in touchdown passes this year with 14. And coming off a big game against Cincinnati, quarterback Matt Schaub is my guest. Matt, great to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
Matt, really well. Thank you. Good to have you. Coming off a big win on the road, you got a lot of football still to be played. You're 3-3 right now, but to go on the road and put together a performance like that, might that be the kind of game that an entire season can turn on?
I sure hope so. I think it can. You know, it was a terrific team win by everybody. Our defense played unbelievably well, stopping their run game and forced them to just be one-dimensional, trying to pass the ball, and then create a lot of turnovers with some fumbles and then interception to seal the deal at the end. But a lot of guys making plays offensively on the outside, and our offensive line did a heck of a job you know, getting the running game going and giving me time to locate those guys down the field.
Matt Schaub is my guest. Andre Johnson made the point of saying it's the first time all year that you've played a full 60 minutes of football. You always hear that. When guys say that, are they saying that it's the first time all year that all three facets of the game have hit on all cylinders, or is that kind of an effort thing? Why do guys say that?
You know, I think it's a little bit of everything, but I would say it's where all three phases are playing well and doing their job and making plays and contributing to what will amount to be a win and for four quarters, not playing for a half or, you know, one quarter. You know, it's for three phases of the game playing for four quarters well enough to get a W.
Matt Schaub is my guest. You know, Matt, probably a couple of Sundays have been a little bit disappointing. You've had some good Sundays this year as well. Do you yourself have any idea what you have in this team yet?
I think so. I think based on what we've done so far this year and what we are capable of and what we know we can do when we're playing well, we know what we have and what we can be. It's a matter of just going out every week, playing hard for 60 minutes, playing clean football in all three phases, and coming away with W's, and that's what it amounts to.
Yeah, it seems to me what you have, especially in the quarterback position, is you have weapons. You have lots of weapons across the field. Talk about what it's like to look over the field and see the options that you have.
Well, it's a quarterback's dream. You know, you got receivers that can make plays for you. You know, with Andre Johnson, Kevin Walter, Andre Davis, Jacoby Jones, David Anderson. You know, the guys that fit certain roles that you know, we like to use in certain situations. Then you got Owen Daniels working the tight end position, creating mismatches on linebackers and safeties. So it gives us an advantage. And then you add in our running backs, especially Steve Slayton, being able to catch the ball and make plays out in open space against defenders. It just gives you so many weapons, so many things that you can do as a quarterback.
Matt Schaub is my guest. I mean, it's all about mismatches. You want to exploit the mismatches. Talk about Slayton. When you get him in open space and you give him a chance to make a play, how dangerous is he and how much better does that make you?
Oh, it makes him so much better, and it adds such a dynamic weapon to our offense. And being able to get him the ball on screens, or, you know, he has such great hands and ability to catch the ball with his hands while moving and not slow down, that you know, a lot of times running backs are covered by linebackers, and that's a big advantage for us because we can get him in open space, get him a good pass, and he can catch it and just run with it, and he can make people miss. It's hard for the first person to bring him down. And you know, on some of those screens, you're at a couple linemen in front of him blocking, and he can set their blocks up, and he can get in open space. And when he does, it's hard to catch him.
You know, Matt, you mentioned Owen Daniels. I talked to Tony Gonzalez last week, and he talked about the evolution of the tight end position, how it's become kind of a glamour spot, and you've got better athletes playing that position. I think your guy's getting more and more attention. Talk about the one-handed grab he made in the end zone and the athletic ability that he brings to that position.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, that was one of the best catches I've seen, and it was just, you know, I look at Andre and I see Owen coming across the field, and he took him a second to get off the jam by one of their defensive ends that was running with him, and there's a linebacker inside, but I saw an open space to where he's going, just try to put it out there to where he got a chance at it, and it was an incredible catch live, but it was an even better catch when I watched it on film today. And you know, he's just a great weapon for us, because I know if I put it near him, he's going to make sure he comes down with it and you know, get some yards after the catch for us.
You know, Matt, early in your career, like anybody else, and I don't mean this to be you, but anybody who plays in that game knows that when you're young, you feel like you're bulletproof and you can keep going, and you just, maybe you take your health for granted, that it just, everybody plays hurt and you can't do what you want to do unless you're healthy. You got hurt the last couple of years, and you know that's part of the game, but your injuries were in large part a result of some illegal hits. Is that something you had trouble reconciling when it's so hard just to get out there and be healthy?
It was initially because, you know, you're playing the game and it's part of it, like you said, but knowing the type of hits that it were, you know, that occurred and wanting to be out there so bad, but physically not being able to be there, you know, it's a very tough pill to swallow. And, you know, it was a matter of just getting in the training room and trying, you know, get as much treatment as I could to get back out on the field. So definitely it's not something I take for granted anymore, the health. And, you know, you just get in there, and even now when things are feeling good, you still go in there and get as much, you know, necessary treatment, whatever you can do, and get yourself as fresh as you can for the next Sunday.
You know, I wonder, when you play that game, at what point do you start to develop that strategy and that approach, and do you condition yourself to learn as an athlete how to play hurt and how to play injured and how to play through it? I mean, it's not something they teach you, is it?
Yeah, I think you do learn and develop over time a knack for it, or an ability to overcome certain things. You try to get as much help from the trainers and the doctors as you can, but I think it's something that it's like any other skill. You just learn how to, whether it be protect yourself or get yourself ready to go out there and play.
Matt Schaub joins us at 3-3. Matt, obviously the talk in that town is going to be the playoffs. There's no intermediate step right now, right? I mean, now it's playoffs or bust this year.
Yeah, you know, that's the next step for our football team. The past 2 years at 8-8, we were knocking on the door both years, and especially last year with a few games that could have went either way, and you know, they ended up not going in our favor. But, you know, this is the year for us to do it. And a lot of guys have gotten a lot of playing time the last few years as young players, and so they're veterans now, and they understand their role and what they're being asked to do. And so this is the time that we step up to the plate and deliver. And but right now we just got to worry about San Francisco this week. And as the season goes on, you know, we'll see where we're at when we get to December. But right now we just got to take them one at a time.
And then finally, you can only worry about what you can worry about. But as the quarterback of that team, the leader of that team, how encouraged were you to see the guys flying around defensively, making the plays they were on the other side of the ball?
Oh, it was awesome to watch. You know, the past few weeks they've been playing exceptionally well against some pretty good offenses. You know, last week against Arizona they played extremely well, shutting them out in the second half. And then this week against Cincinnati with their, you know, the top running back in the NFL through this point, and being able to shut him down and shut the Cincinnati Bengals offense out in the second half. You know, they're just playing exceptionally well, and we look forward to that continuing.
Matt Schaub passed for nearly 400 yards yesterday, tied a career high with 4 touchdown passes, a very impressive win on the road against Cincinnati. Matt, great to have you on the show. Thanks for making time. I appreciate it.
No problem, Jim. Thanks.
Matt, thank you. The Jay Stu found Matt Schaub for the first time. Aaron Rodgers came in, and Hall of Famer Cal Ripken Jr. coming in. 2 starting NFL quarterbacks, 2 victorious starting NFL quarterbacks, and a Hall of Famer. That's a pretty solid Monday. I'll tell you what, right about now, I'd be nowhere without Texans PR guru Kevin Cooper. Way to go, Coop. Appreciate you helping us turn Matt Schaub around. Yeah, I'm fired up. When you get a chance to get a guy on who has not been on before, that always feels good.